Floodwaters have receded at Salcha and Fairbanks, but Nenana is still coping with high water from the Tanana and Nenana rivers. Several Nenana roads remained impassable today. Mayor Jason Mayrand says the flood has affected most of the Park Highway's community of 400.
We're estimating about 80% of the town site was inundated by floodwaters. We had several sections of the community that were under 4 or 5 feet of water. There's still sections that are under around 3 feet of water, but it's getting down. The rivers have dropped, and that's helped with the natural drainage, and we've got pumps all over the community that are working 24 hours a day to help get some of the rest of the water out.
Mayrand says it's unclear how many have been forced from their homes, but that a lot of people have gone to stay with friends as far away as Fairbanks until the water recedes. He says dropping water levels will allow a better survey of flood damage. Receding water is enabling some local traffic to resume, but also exposing erosion damage to the community's network of dirt and gravel roads. Billy James with local radio station KIAM says he was able to drive to work this morning.
I parked next door, which is the first time I've been able to do that since last week, next door to the station. And I walked over here with my feet up in bags. And the water level got maybe about halfway up to my calves. There's still a lot of ponding and puddling in the ditches. But some of the homes that I could see that looked like the water was right up to their foundation had gone down at least half a foot, if not more.
James says logs and other debris have been strewn across the community by the flood and will have to be cleaned up. No major fuel spills have been reported, but Mayor Mayrand says some heating and motor fuel was likely displaced from tanks.